Talk to you just briefly about green bean syndrome in soybean. We have this problem in Georgia, and it's all throughout the southern states of the United States. It is a syndrome in which the soybean remains green much beyond the normal time for harvesting. If the pods are remaining on these green bean syndrome plants, if they're normal pods that actually mature, they begin to shatter and drop to the ground as the plant remains green, as the farmer continues to wait for them to become harvest ready. So we do have a serious problem here with a yield reduction associated with this green bean syndrome or soybean plants that remain green well beyond the time that they're supposed to mature. There is speculation that stink bug damage or possibly other pod and seed damage occurring early in the season, as well as weather conditions, are causal agents to green bean syndrome. So this particular study that we'll be reporting about today, we did look at some possibilities of pod removal or injuring the pods at different times during the growth stages. In 2006, these soybeans were planted on May 23rd. Plots were 9.2 meters long, 4 reps, in a randomized complete block design. And we did have 5 depotting events. No depotting or the control. We depotted at R3-4, which is when the soybeans are beginning to develop pods, but no seeds in the pods yet. Early R5 is when the pods are actually filling with seeds, but a small immature seed. Late R5 is just right before the seed is fully mature in the pod, and then an R6 stage is what we use when the pods are full green bean in the pod. In 2007, we repeated the study, but we did plant our soybeans on 3 different planting dates, mid-April, mid-May, and mid-June. Plots this particular year were 3.1 meters long, 4 reps, and a randomized complete block design. We did have the same 5 depotting events, the same periods of the growth stage in the beans, but we added 2 defoliation events as well. And the defoliating events were conducted at late R5 and mid-R6 because the data of 06 showed that those were the times when the green bean syndrome was occurring. The soybean variety was DP5915 Roundup Ready both years. That's a late maturity group 5 soybean. We did sample the soybeans weekly for insect pests, taking a 25 sweep sample from 5 locations around the field borders of the test site. Soon after emergence all the way to plant maturity, counted and identified the insect species. And stink bug species that we were counting was primarily the southern green stink bug, although there were some browns and some red banded stink bugs as well. We did examine the soybean growth conditions at harvest maturity. We were looking for plant color. Was the plant normally maturing and browning up and senescing like it was supposed to, or was it remaining green? What were the pods like? Were they also maturing or staying green? And the presence of a proliferation of buds or distorted small pods, which can also be a characteristic of green bean syndrome. And then the plots were harvested with a plot thrasher. This is the type of deteriorating soybean damage that you see on green bean syndrome. The pods, as you notice here, are maturing and browning up and ready to harvest, a lot of them. But others are remaining green. The stems are green. The leaves are still present. And these soybeans can't be harvested in this condition because they clog up the combine with all the green plant material. So as you continue to wait for the plants to mature, you're beginning to get this deterioration of the pods and seeds. They're aborting, or not aborting, but they're shedding and dropping to the ground. And this is, again, a very serious problem in South Georgia. Certainly early season plots look so nice and pretty, and you don't think there's going to be any problems. This does tend to happen late in the season as you think your plants are going to be maturing. That's when the problem starts to show up. So we did go in and depod all pods in these plots during these different growth stages that we've already talked about. This particular example, we do see a brown stink bug up here probably wondering what he's going to eat after that technician gets through getting all the pods off of the plots. But this is what the plots look like at the R5 growth stage as we were taking those plots out. Of course, my technician and myself and one student worker, my technician was recruiting some help, so he got our secretary to start going out with us. She liked to get out of the office, and so when are we going to depot again? She was already ready to go on these different plant and date studies that we had. And so we got her out there, and she learned how to depod soybeans as well. So any of y'all out there can do it if you want to. The defoliating part, we just went in and took every leaf off at the assigned time, either the mid-R or the late R5 or the mid-R6, and just to see if that would also affect the green bean syndrome. At harvest time, and of course here is our first plant, or our April planting date in 2007. They never did mature like they were supposed to, but at harvest time, you cut in, we have our specialized hedge trimmer that cuts them down at the ground level. They drop down, and then we just take that sample to our plot thrasher and run it through and get our yield estimates and seed quality estimates with those samples. You can see here the April planting date that our crew is in right now as we're harvesting, and then the May planting date over here shows some green bean syndrome as well, because they're about ready to be harvested as well. We did use a sweep net sample again to sample the plots just to see what insects were actually in the plots throughout the season. So let's look at some data right quick. In 2006, you'll see that if we did depod in R3, R4, that the color of the plants, the pods, the buds, were all normal at harvest time. The R3, R4 depotting actually rebloomed and set a whole new crop of its own soybeans, and everything was normal at harvest time. Although the yield was only about two-thirds of what it would have been if the control plots were looked at there, about 51.5 bushels versus 37 bushels. The early R5 had a little bit of green in the stems and the plants, but it was harvestable at that at harvest time. The pods were normal. There were some, a very few buds that we'll talk about in just a minute or show you some, but the yield was only about a third of the control. But still, again, even at early R5, these plants were able to rebloom, produce a whole new crop, about a third of what it would have been if left alone. The late R5 and the mid R6 did have very serious yield reductions. They both were very green, showing the green bean syndrome symptoms at harvest time. There were very few pods on the late R5 and none on the R6, essentially. There were some buds in the R5, and again, I'll show you a picture of that in a minute, but a proliferation of very small little buds, and some have one seed in them. Yields were only like one bushel versus less than a bushel on the R5, the late R5 and the mid R6. And this yield was probably either some missed pods or some very early pod developing pods that were missed when we were actually in there removing all the pods. But yields were very significantly reduced if the pods were removed at early R5, late R5 and mid R6, and they did show these green bean syndrome symptoms. The April planting date, or the first planting date in 2007, this was pretty much different than what we had seen the year before, because all of the depotting events came back, repotted, and formed a crop of soybeans. Although the late R5, mid R6 did show the green color, and it was difficult to harvest, and you saw the crew in those plots when they were taking those plots out. They were green, but the pods that were on the plants were normal, although there were very few. There were a few of them, but there were very few of the buds that we might normally see, and not all the green bean symptoms that we saw the year before. But I guess an interesting thing was here, if you note the control, it also was green, even though it had normal pods and buds, but it stayed green even at harvest time as well. Similar results in the May planting date, except that yields here were pretty good, were actually even better in the R3-4 than the control. They put on new blooms and filled with pods, but we do begin to still see this reduced pods and green color in the the late 5, mid 6. But again, this planting date showed them in both the control as well as the others. When we planted in mid-June, which was closer to the late May planting of 06, we had results that was very similar to the 06 results. The late 5, mid 6 did have these green color, very few pods, proliferation of buds, and a reduced yield. So we were able to, the late planting showed this green bean syndrome only in the depotting events, whereas the first two planting dates actually showed them in all the plots, even the non-depotted. Stink bugs were low, really, in all plots except in the June 07 planting, and that was in late September. So stink bugs weren't a real problem here. This is what these looked like at harvest time in 06. You can pick out the late R5 and the mid R6. There's that proliferation of buds that I was talking about with, you know, a few pods on there. Just run through some real quick slides here of what these other plots look like. This is April planting date when we were actually depotting at the R5 stage. That's what the defoliated looked like at R5. Then if you go to the April planting date when it should have been harvested, that's what they look like. The May, that's what they look like. Then the June planting date, that's what they look like in late September. But they went ahead and dried down like they were supposed to, other than these R5, R6 plots. So with that, I'd just like to conclude that pod injury does, during the growth stages, can create this green bean syndrome, although defoliating didn't seem to cause that. Soybean planted from mid-April to mid-May did not respond quite like the others. It had the green bean syndrome, whether it was depotted or not. It appears that planting date and pod injury and possibly dry weather like we had in 07 do impact this green bean syndrome. Stink bugs, do they cause it? Not really sure. Maybe yes, maybe no, but we see it in the absence of stink bug numbers, but we do see it when stink bugs are present. And certainly what causes it, we're not sure, but it does impact the yield.